This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey is set for a presidential runoff after an inconclusive Sunday vote. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Despite incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan falling just short of the required absolute majority to avoid a likely runoff, Sunday's vote was a reason for many Erdogan supporters to celebrate. His challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, was widely tipped as a front-runner in many opinion polls, but he lagged 4 percentage points behind Erdogan in preliminary results, despite soaring inflation and a cost-of-living crisis, coupled with accusations of a botched response to the earthquake. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The White House says Russia is looking to buy additional advanced attack drones from Iran for its use in its war in Ukraine after using up most of the 400 drones it had previously purchased from Iran, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We see that Russia is interested in more advanced versions of those UAVs, more capable and more lethal.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration last year publicized satellite imagery and intelligence findings that said indicated Iran sold hundreds of attack drones to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a promise of more missiles and attack drones from Britain to support his battle against Russian forces in Ukraine. Zelensky met Monday with British Prime Minister Rishi's staunch ally. Zelensky visited 5 European countries in 3 days to secure more military aid before a long-planned Ukrainian counteroffensive to retake Russian-occupied territory. This is VOA News. It's been a month since Sudan's sudden eruption into violence, and hundreds of thousands have been displaced by bombings and gunfire. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Intense clashes have continued in the capital and its sister cities, Bari and Omdurman, despite Saudi and U.S. brokered talks between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. On Monday, the Sudanese army was carrying out airstrikes in Khartoum's north, targeting paramilitary forces around a hospital. The bloodshed has killed at least 676 people and injured 5,576, according to official figures, though the real toll is expected to be much higher.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. U.S. officials on Monday said there'll be tougher consequences for migrants illegally crossing the Mexico border as U.S. President Joe Biden transitions away from COVID restrictions known as Title 42 that blocked many migrants from applying for asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border over the past 3 years. The number of migrants caught crossing the border illegally since Title 42 ended on Friday dropped sharply from highs last week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said. There's harsh criticism, but no new charges as a special prosecutor ends his investigation into the FBI's probe of ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the long-awaited end to John Durham's 4-year investigation of possible FBI misconduct in the probe of whether the Trump campaign was colluding with Moscow. Trump said it would uncover the crime of the century. Instead, Durham's findings were underwhelming. The probe ends with a meager court record. There was a guilty plea from a little-known FBI employee. The prosecutors lost the only two criminal cases they took to trial. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A man wielding a baseball bat attacked 2 staff members in Democratic U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly's district office in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia on Monday, Connolly and police said. The staff were transferred to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, who arrived at Connolly's office asking for the congressman, is now in custody, Fairfax City Police said in a statement. They identified him as a 49-year-old man from Virginia, adding that his motives were not clear. He faces charges of malicious wounding and aggravated malicious wounding. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.